What makes a peck a peck?
It's a quarter of a bushel.
And what makes a bushel a bushel?
That's 40 pounds of apples.
So 10 pounds a peck.
Exactly.
A pint's a pound the world round. So a pint of apples would be... No, we're getting really into the weeds here. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Christina Teeter from Mountain Orchard Farm, LLC, in Granville, Massachusetts. Apples. I could eat that whole peck right there.
And you won't because...
I think digestively would probably be unwise, and the rest of the people in the building wouldn't be not appreciative of that. But I love apples so much. And you have a third generation female-run apple farm.
Currently, yes.
That is cool. Tell me the story of your farm.
My grandparents were married in 1917. They bought the property in 1919. There were apple trees there, and my dad got involved, and he bought several plots of land, terraced what was called Bad Luck Mountain, also moved across the road and bought the neighbor's farm.
Good Luck Mountain.
He spent a lot of time, it was his whole life, he put into the farm and built beautiful. Diagonally, you can see the rows straight across. It's just very well planned out.
The apple orchards are the grapevines of our area. And I know people are growing grapes too, but I feel like it feels more New England-y to see those apple orchards. So how does the female aspect come into the leadership of this farm?
Well, my husband passed away almost 3 years ago, and we were going to take the farm over from my parents, and my dad passed away over a year ago. So my mother and I have been working on keeping it up and maintaining what my dad started. And my daughter moved in last month.
Was that a note that was sent that she received from her mother and grandmother?
Saying, come help us run this apple
now,
farm.
Well, they actually said
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and now you got to get back here.
She actually got it into her head herself that, maybe my mom could use some help.
Uh-huh.
So her husband and her moved back. And
what was she doing that you Cortlandt her back from?
Well, she had been working in Boston and hadn't really decided exactly what direction she wanted to take. So her husband was able to work remotely, and so they were able to come to this small town of Granville.
Mm-hmm. So you've been sort of associated with this farm your whole life in one way, shape, or form?
Yes, I moved away and got married and came back. Mm-hmm. Been back almost 20 years.
And always apples and only apples, or is there more to it too?
We have peaches, pears, and nectarines also. We had a difficult crop in 2016. Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It was very cold.
The massacre of all the peaches. That was terrible.
That's right. And so we were able to get a loan from CESA.
Yeah, talk about that emergency farm loan program, Phil.
The community stepped forward in actually 2011 with Hurricane Irene, and we were able to raise $200,000 through local businesses and tremendous generosity of individuals. And so we've opened the emergency farm fund when there's been natural disasters. And so 2016, we had two different weather events going on. One was the drought, and the other was the Valentine's weekend massacre of every peach that was going to come to fruition that year.
Georgia all the way up.
We've been able to work with 24 farms, and we give an interest-free loan up to $10,000, and the farm doesn't have to pay anything back the first year, and we hope they'll pay it back within three so that the money's available for the next situation, which, sadly enough, we're there in the next situation, and we're opening the emergency farm fund again for farms who have been suffering through this wet, very rainy, humid three-month period. Already we have four farms who have applied, and the deadline is October 31st.
Mm-hmm. What did that money mean for you in the emergency farm loan after the devastation of that Valentine's storm?
Well, we kind of rely on the peaches and the early crops to get us through the summer because we're still working on the farm. There's a lot to do, pruning and thinning and getting ready for this next season. We didn't have that income coming in, so it really was such a blessing for us to get that money and be able to just tide us over until the apples were ripe enough to pick and sell.
I now do remember when the family came in, and it was Christina with her parents, you know, and you could just tell, like, her parents run and ran a business really well. They knew exactly where every penny went.
Mm-hmm.
They planned for everything they could plan for, and then the totally unexpected thing happened.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like, That's why we come to work every day. Yeah.
Christine Teeter from Mountain Orchard Farm, LLC. You have a favorite type of apple?
Macallan.
That's mine.
It's
right up there with me. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I like that one a lot. I like the sweeter apples a little bit more, but I like the Macallan too. Is that how you properly say it? Because I hear it said so many different ways too.
I prefer to say it that way.
Macallan?
But I don't know if there is a formal
I think the one who grows it gets to tell us how to say it.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. Do you really love apples still? You are wearing an apple sweater. Lost on the radio listener here.
Yes, I do. I love apples, and I'm finding every year a new variety, different things that I've found that I like. We have red Gravensteins. They are a very old heirloom variety, and I just started eating those again this year. They're an early variety, so we don't have any left. But also Zestar is a newer variety, and that one is an early one that I've found this year also. But I brought a bag of apples. What kind of apples are in the bag?
You can tell just by looking.
Yeah. And Cortland Empire that we're picking today.
These are beautiful, shiny apples that say, I want a home and I want you to bite me.
Yes, I think that's what most teenagers say to their parents.
This is a Zestar.
I'm going to try the Zestar.
This one's a Macallan.
I'm going with my true and my true love.
We have some green Mutsu.
Oh, I like those too. Yummy.
Oh, and I have some Spies, which are also an heirloom. Huh. Northern Spies.
Right, from Russia. Christina Teeter from Mountain Orchard Farm, LLC in Granville. Three generations of women keeping that farm growing apples. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks.
And what better thing to do on a cold, crisp weather that finally is here, but to jump in your car and go to an apple orchard that's a little far away from where you may usually go.
You can find out more about all the farms and all the apple picking at buylocalfood.org.